Welcome to the Currently Cringing podcast. I'm your host, Anisha Ramakrishna. I'm a TV personality and entrepreneur. Join me as I spill the chai on my cringeworthy life experiences with a side of dating, pop culture, and lots of laughs.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey guys, welcome to Currently Cringing. Kind of behind this week. We release episodes every Thursday, but it's now Sunday. I have been under the weather. As you all may know, I've told you guys before on the podcast, being in Arizona, being in Scottsdale, it's a beautiful place, but it's slowly killing me. And I didn't really have to deal with too much of it for the first 2 years I was here because I was traveling so much. I was on tour for my comedy shows. But this quarter, Q1, I purposefully left my schedule open so that I could focus on my health and work on another project that I have coming up. And I'm just not doing well. So last week, I had two horrific sinus migraines. I didn't even know what to do at that point because no medication, exercise, movement, massage, nothing was helping. It was just awful. And then my husband got sick and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? God bless the man. He's an incredible human, but without fail, he gets sick for whatever reason right before I have a show. This is like the fifth time it's happened. So I have a show, a comedy show in Toronto, Canada. Shout out to Toronto. Toronto or Toronto? I don't know anymore because I've said it both ways and I've been corrected both times. So T-Dot, right? T-Dot, the six, whatever you want to call yourselves. I cannot wait to come perform in Canada, April 18th. If you listen to the pod and you're in Canada, make sure you get those tickets. But yes, so I am not doing well. And I tried to stay clear from him for the first 2 days, but it got me regardless. You know, we bought the Lysol spray. I take my supplements, my vitamins, but I just got it. And usually I don't get sick. I'm not someone that gets sick. How many times did you hear me talking about getting sick until I moved here? And then I learned that there's cloud seeding here. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? Apparently, they're creating clouds here. And with cloud seeding, that can create a lot of bad things because they're literally putting chemicals in the sky to create clouds, which in turn will create moisture, which creates rain. And they're doing this in Dubai as well and a few of the other countries in the Middle East. And I'm sure it's happening elsewhere in America. I just had no idea. I only found out because I was scrolling on TikTok, and I saw a picture of a cloud factory, and I was like, okay, that looks like Arizona. And just like you would see a factory with smoke coming out of it, like anywhere, if you're in an industrial town and you're by a factory and you see like big billows of smoke coming out, the same thing is happening here, except it's clouds. It's not smoke. But anywho, maybe that's why I can't breathe here and I'm dried up. And I see the fruit. I see the fruit on my counter. Okay, we buy avocados. There's just certain things we buy every week. Avocados, pineapple, watermelon, and then whatever fun fruit, like if there's a dragon fruit sale or guava, you know, something exotic, then we'll buy that as well. And I see the fruit on the counter. And if we don't eat it within 3 to 4 days, it is dried up. Like it has literally shriveled. And that's what's happening to me here. Because your girl's from the tropics, okay? I'm from Miami, born in India, raised in Indonesia. I'm from tropical places like rainforest, sunshine, jungle, leaves, ocean, water, humidity. And then you put me here and it's just not going to work. And people are like, oh my God, I love dry weather. Like your makeup stays on, your hair. Yeah, you know what else will happen? Your hair will fall off. Your hair is going to fall off and you're going to look 72. Like I think I've aged 5 years here. I've aged probably 5 years, but you know, we're holding it down. We're doing what we have to do. And I was really sick. And I haven't been this sick since my wedding, of course. And during that time, I called someone to give me a little IV boost. I'd never done one of those things before, you know, where people call someone to the house to give them an IV drip. And usually it's for people that are hungover, but they also have like cocktails for when you're sick with the flu. And I don't have the flu. I just have a very bad cold. But what's happened to me since I got COVID? Now, I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but you all know I had that life-changing trip to Australia with one of my best friends, Diana, in 2019. I went to Australia in October of 2019. My friend took Qantas and paid $5,000 business class. And I was like, nope, I'm brown. I'm going to take Xiamen Airlines for $2,300, which includes a 12-hour layover in Xiamen, China. And I'll meet you in Sydney, boo. Because the more countries, the more places I can see, the better. And at that point in time, I was single. I was like, you know what? Like, let's just go for 2 weeks. Who cares? Like, we had no obligation, nothing. I still don't really have any obligations, to be honest with you. But we decided to go for 2 weeks. And so I took the layover option with Xiamen Airlines for $2,300 business class. It was fantastic. And had the best time in Xiamen. I went to like the little cat village. I went to the temple alone, went to the Ritz-Carlton, had some peanut dandan noodles with some delicious broccoli, I still remember. And they had this incredible highway that's over the sea. And when you go to the Ritz-Carlton, you can see the view of this highway over the water. It's stunning. And it's China. You know, for the most part, it's safe and there are rules. And they're followed. People follow rules there. It is communist, but they're really efficient. And it's a beautiful country. And I highly suggest you visit. I've said this before. But anywho, so then we had the best time in Australia. And then on the way back, I didn't have a 12-hour layover. I just hung out at the airport. But that's where shit got weird. As in, I started to feel a little sick on the plane ride back. I did not catch this in Australia. This happened at the airport. And so got back home to Miami. And within 48 hours, I had the most excruciating joint pain and flu of my entire life. And my left ear was blocked. which it's still fucked up to this day, by the way. Like, my left ear is constantly blocked on and off. I might have a very small Eustachian tube, but I do some ear candling, which I'll get into. And yeah, but I was on my deathbed. I had never been so sick. And then I couldn't smell for 3 months. Now, remember, this is October 2019. So now we're in December and I can't smell. Family Karma premieres March 2020. And that same week of the premiere, I remember it was March 8th, we go into a lockdown. And I got sick again from the premiere party. And I think we all infected each other at that premiere party, but it was mild because I probably got COVID from Shemen. And I already had COVID in 2019. And so, of course, when this was happening, I went to go test for antibodies. Remember when that was happening? And I had them. So, of course, that's where I got it. I probably got like the worst strain of COVID. I was on my deathbed in October of 2019 and I couldn't smell till January. And so, yeah, but anywho, the point of all of this is to tell you that since that flu, that COVID flu or whatever it was, since October 2019, when I got sick that time, when I get sick now, I get the worst joint pain. And that's what's debilitating. And so some of you may get a cold and you're fine. You've got the sniffles. For me, whether it's a cold, a sinus infection, or some sore throat, it's now always coupled with excruciating joint pain. And I read somewhere a couple years ago during the pandemic that COVID really affects parts of the body where you have inflammation. So my grandmother has osteoporosis, arthritis. My mom has rheumatoid arthritis in her hands. It's very painful at times for her. I don't know how she manages it. She gets paraffin waxed. She does all the things. She got Botox in her hands. It's painful. And I, from a very young age, you know, from the age of 14, when it would get cold, I would get like stabbing pains in my knees. Like when I'd go to New York in middle school and stuff, like I remember, and I'd ignore it. And now I know, okay, I probably had it then for whatever reason. But now when I get sick, whether it's a little cold or some allergies, my body hurts. And so I have to be very careful with what I eat because I don't want inflammation, which is why I don't really do dairy, gluten. And I eat home now most of the time because I can control it. And I do love going out. It's one of my most favorite things to do, but I limit how much I eat out now because I don't know what they're putting in the food and it can cause either diarrhea or inflammation. But more than anything, inflammation causes illness. The root of all disease is inflammation. And so we have so many toxins in our food in America. And so I try to just eat like what I can, right? Like vegetables. That's vegetables and lentils is the major part of my diet. And I do buy imported cheeses, imported flour. I talk about it on TikTok. I buy Caputo Italian flour. I buy Turkish cheese from the Middle Eastern grocery store. It's imported from Turkey. And yeah, I love chocolate. I like to buy imported chocolate from Aldi, but I have different grocery stores that I go to for different things. Like for me, grocery shopping, I'm not going to one place. I'm going to like five. It is what it is. But anywho, that's why getting sick is a big deal for me. And that's why I rarely get sick, but I just haven't been doing well here in Arizona. And then my husband got sick. And my husband gets sick every now and then because he just has a schedule that most people would not be able to handle. The man doesn't get enough rest. And when you don't get rest, when you don't get sleep, and your body is in constant stress mode, you get sick. The man works 120 hours a week. He doesn't get to sleep regularly. He doesn't get to have a routine. He doesn't get to wake up like most of us and go to the gym or go to Pilates or go to yoga or go for a walk or whatever it is you're doing. Have your morning drink, whether it's green tea or coffee. He doesn't get to do that because every day is different and he loves it, but it's not good long-term for health, which is why he and I both know And if anyone out there is a surgeon, the boomer days are gone. Like, the way the surgeons are working now, it's insane. And they're not getting paid what they should. Inflation has not caught up with what they're paying people. Like, okay, they're inflating the price of eggs, but they're not inflating salaries, clearly, for whatever reason, of course. My husband was telling me the other day, one of his patients was like, oh, I loved my life in the 60s. It was the best time. I would buy plane tickets for $20. And my husband was like, yeah, but inflation, you know? And she was like, nope, I was getting paid $10 an hour back then in the 60s. And you think people are getting $10 an hour now. And plane tickets are not $20. And if you are finding a plane ticket, like those scam Spirit Frontier tickets that say $20, and then you got to pay like $150 to have a chair with a seatbelt. Please. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm not doing well. I'm in recovery mode, and I called someone to give me an IV drip. And I've digressed so much. I've touched on like 8 different topics. We've gone from shaman to IV drips to inflammation and arthritis. So the IV person's coming in about 30 minutes. I wanted to preserve my voice, which is why I didn't record. And I shouldn't be recording this one, but here I am. I love you guys. And I'm recording anyway, because I really want to keep up this year. I don't want to fuck around and skip podcasts. I really don't want to do that this year. But it is very difficult when you don't have your health. And they say health is wealth. But I think there's just things in the air here. It's very dusty. And then on top of that, you've got cloud seeding, which I'm like, oh, okay, makes sense. And I was told people come here when they have allergies, like they come here because it's the desert and there's nothing. It's actually one of the most luscious green places I've ever been to. This place, Arizona. It is actually beautiful. It's stunning. The variety of plants, the botany here.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is stunning. Visually just wow. It's got the most beautiful plants I've ever seen in my life. In fact, before we move, I want to get a list of all the plants that I really like around here, because clearly these things live in the scorching heat. They're not dying. They stay green. So contrary to popular belief, it's very green here and you can have severe allergies. There's a lot of shit going on. And I also want to say, as someone who is with a vascular surgeon, my husband tells me all the time, be careful how many times you get IV drips. You know, if you're in an emergency and you're at the hospital and that's what they're doing, then absolutely. But a lot of people get these IV drips like for fun, or they get like the NAD, the NAD supplement, which is supposed to keep you young, and that's strongest through IV drip, or they get glutathione, which is supposed to make you glow. And a lot of these med spa IV drips, right? They're not good because you're damaging your veins, and then God willing, we all live to an older age and we are senior citizens. Your veins, they're going to find it very difficult to pinpoint your veins, and then it's going to be a hassle to get your vein located and prick you. And so think before you're getting these IVs for fun. I know people that are doing this weekly. Just be mindful how many times you're doing this. So this is the second time in my life that I've ever done this. And it's because I have the show in Toronto. If I didn't have the show, I'd just stick it out with nothing. But I'm going to get some like immune booster, some vitamin C, some zinc, and hydration because I'm not doing well. And I try not to take painkillers for the body pain because, yeah, I'm slowly probably killing my kidneys. Yeah, I was taking Excedrin from the age of 13 with migraines daily almost, you know, when the whole time it was literally just really bad sinus infections that were causing congestion, which in turn was creating sinus pressure, which was creating the migraine. They're atypical sinus migraines. So I had atypical sinus migraines for most of my life. And then I had menstrual migraines. And that started after I moved here as well. And I've been taking Migraleaf. I told you guys that already. And I take about 600 milligrams, and that seems to have solved that problem. But like I said in the last episode, I think all of this is purging, right? It's good. It's getting rid of toxins, getting rid of anything gross, any bad vibes, low vibes, because of the eclipse. It's eclipse weekend. I'm recording this on Sunday, April 7th. The eclipse, the solar eclipse is April 8th, tomorrow. And I've told you guys, if you listen to the podcast, just take my word for it. Stay inside. I was that person that was like, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to check it out. I don't care. And I ignored my mom and her superstitions. I ignored my neighbor, my Latina, Venezuelan, bougie neighbor. She told me to stay inside. And I did not listen to anybody and proceeded to go outside and had the worst 6 years of my life post-eclipse. And that eclipse, the solar eclipse, it was called the Great American Eclipse. In August 21st of 2017. And they say you're going to have reoccurring themes come up during this time now from then. So whatever was happening in August of 2017, you might experience that again now. And for me, that's odd because we had a hurricane. I think it was Irma. We went to Italy, me and my sister, and we had finished filming The Sizzle for Family Karma. We had done that in April of 2017. And The Sizzle is, again, the fake episode that you make in order to submit so that they can review your show versus all the other shows and then decide if they want to pick you up for a season or two or three in our case. And so these eclipses only happen once every 100 years or so. You know, these eclipses where it's a total eclipse. That means the sun is going to be eclipsed, covered, hidden by the moon. And that's why you see that golden ring, because it's the ring of the sun shining from behind the moon. And part of me still would love to see it, you know, but I'm just traumatized from my experience because I'm still that person that's generally happy-go-lucky, believe it or not, and sees the best of things and believes in the good and would think this is a beautiful event happening in nature and it's science and we should all experience it if you get to go see it outside. I'm not in the path of totality, but I know a lot of you are. And I'm not here to stop you from doing anything, guys. It's your life. I'm just telling you what happened to me when I went to go see the eclipse. And mind you, I did not even get that in my head. I only put the pieces together. Like I put the puzzle together after. Like it was, I believe in 2021, where I was talking to my mom and my Venezuelan healer, neighbor, astrologer, Lourdes, who's also in season one of Family Karma. And they were both like discussing the eclipse because I think an eclipse was coming. And I was like, oh my gosh, remember that solar eclipse? And I went outside and they both looked at me like, my mom was like, yeah, you were dumb. But Lourdes did not know I had been outside. And she was like, why did you go outside? And I was like, oh yeah. And then she was like, it's very bad. And the effects could last up to 6 years. And that's when I had that light bulb moment. I was like, oh, That's what it was. Let's blame it on the fucking eclipse, that my life went to shit after seeing the eclipse. A lot of cultures view eclipses as harbingers of misfortune and illness, and a lot of mythology, from ancient Hinduism to Chinese culture, the Mayans, the Vikings, they all see it as an imbalance, and they're meant to cause disruption. They believe they're meant to wreak havoc in order to turn the page, to start again, to renew. And astronomers and researchers are gearing up to study this spectacle, hoping to unlock insights into the mysteries of the universe. It's carving a path from Texas to Maine. And if you see the eclipse from 2017 on the path of the eclipse for 2024, tomorrow, Monday, even though you're hearing this on Thursday prior, it makes an X. It marks an X on America. If that's not a bad omen to you, I don't know what is. There is a lot of scientific value in studying the eclipse. I mean, astronomers are going to study the sun's corona, which is the outermost layer of its atmosphere. And usually this is obscured by the sun's glare. But by studying the sun's corona during a total eclipse, the researchers gain valuable insights into solar activity, which helps us understand solar flares and coronal mass ejections. So what is a solar flare? Well, it's an intense burst of radiation coming from the release of magnetic energy associated with sunspots, and they affect the Earth's climate. So a small fraction of the extra heat from the solar flare radiates to layers of the atmosphere, and it's minuscule, but it increases the intensity of UV rays, ultraviolet rays. And that's all good to know, you know, if you're a scientist, but for the most part, I'm not going to fuck around and find out. I already did that once. I'm not doing it again. I'm staying inside and I'm closing the blinds. There's a reason these cultures, these ancient civilizations, they all didn't look at these eclipses. And some people might say, oh, because it's because they thought the moon was eating the sun and they were scared because of the darkness, or there's tales of dragons devouring the sun or gods battling in the heavens. But I can speak from my own experience, and there's something sinister about it. And I'm so excited to close the bookend. I'm excited to close this chapter, this saga from the 2017 eclipse to this eclipse. It's like tying it with a bow and I'm putting it behind me. The one good thing I got to celebrate, and I've mentioned this before on the podcast, was meeting my husband. He's the greatest thing that has happened to me, literally the best thing in my life. And so if you're listening to this and it's not too late, stay inside. Just take my word for it. But I wanted to talk about one more topic on today's episode, and it is about South Korean femicide. Correct. I didn't know what that was either. I had never heard of it, and I've seen bits and pieces of it on TikTok, and it's got me shook. So basically, in early 2022, South Korea faced a tipping point. A series of high-profile femicide cases sparked national outrage and brought unprecedented attention to the issue of gender-based violence. One case in particular captured the nation's heart and fury, leading to mass protests and calls for change. The moment marked a critical juncture, forcing society to confront deeply ingrained gender disparities and cultural norms. Experts argue that a mix of rapid modernization, persistent Confucian patriarchal values, and economic pressures have created a volatile backdrop against which these tragedies unfolded. They are raping women in broad daylight. It could be a walk in the park, dropping a kid off to school, or in the subway. They are literally just raping women in public and then murdering them. And this only gets worse. By 2023, there are more high-profile cases keeping the issue in the public eye. And there are some signs of progress. Activists and NGOs are working tirelessly to raise awareness and support victims. But all that's happened now is that the population of women in Korea is decreasing drastically, and women aren't having children. 150 schools did not have any children enrolled in the first grade, which is wild. And I don't blame these women for not having children if they're going to be killed openly in the streets of the country they're living in, and nothing's going to happen to these murderers. It seems like the laws are kind of lax and the problem's just getting worse. Women are just getting murdered left and right. So some notable cases in 2016, one of the most high-profile cases brought the issue of femicide into the spotlight in South Korea when a 23-year-old woman was randomly murdered by a male attacker near Gangnam Station, just like that song, Gangnam Style. The attacker claimed he committed the crime due to his hatred toward women. In 2018, another tragic incident occurred where a woman in her 20s was murdered by a man in a town called Suwon. The victim was found in the suspect's car, leading to public outrage and further discussions on women's safety and the prevalence of gender-based violence. And these young, educated men are killing women and blaming them for feminism and issues in the country. The government has made some advancements in reproductive rights and legal protections, but it's inadequate. Women are still getting murdered by men in Korea because men, young men there hate women. It's the craziest thing. It's unfathomable. It's like we're going backwards in time. Women constitute more than half of South Korea's reported homicide victims, one of the highest gender ratios in the world. In 2022, a female employee of the Seoul subway system was beaten to death in a subway station restroom by a male coworker who had stalked and threatened her for 3 years. Guys, 3 years. Sex crimes and digital crimes have become another epidemic. Let's keep it real. Men have set spy cameras in public bathrooms, women's locker rooms, stores, subways to film women. And then they're selling this content on the internet. And these women have no idea. Young, educated, and tech-savvy men have been the main drivers of misogyny and hate speech against women online. I see that happening here too, in America, by the way. They're blaming women and feminism for their economic and social difficulties in a society that's distressed by high youth unemployment, spiking housing prices, and growing economic inequality. They're basically mad that women are making money now, and probably more than them. 76% of South Korean men oppose feminism, and these are men in their 20s, in contrast to 64% of women in their 20s who support feminism. Surprisingly, almost 60% of respondents in their 20s believed gender issues are the most serious source of conflict in South Korea. And I see that coming here too. I see that happening here. And so prayers for the women of this world. And you can further look into this topic yourself. I didn't really want to get into the gory details of the murders because I just didn't want that energy for me or for you. And so I refrained from digging in because I just didn't want those vibes and we're going into the eclipse. And so thank you for listening. I wish you all a lovely week ahead. I hope I get better soon. I'm excited for my show in Toronto. And till next week, I'll talk to you guys soon. Stay safe and stay inside.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. it, mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank you so much for sipping the chai with me this week. If you like the show, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram at Anish Ramakrishna. I would love to hear from you. Join me next week for more chai.